Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you very much.
Are you ready for next year?
I am so ready for next year. I don't know who isn't.
Well, I hope it's an improvement on this one, but I'm not home of breath yet. I'll tell you for sure next year.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, it's going to be a different type of a chaos next year.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yes. I'm just getting used to this one.
I know. Hopefully, maybe next year it will be more. We'll be able to control our own chaos, maybe more so than, I don't know, but it's just, did you check out the stimulus?
Yes, I did. I'm going to share a little bit about that in a little bit. That is unbelievable.
Oh my gosh, over 5,000 pages.
Yeah, 5,500 some pages, that's right.
They had less than 24, well, they knew what was going in there anyway, if they had all their little pet little...
Well, they
projects
added so much pork to it. They added so much. I mean, we give away billions of dollars to foreign countries. That had nothing to do with us. Given the foreign
has
countries.
Has absolutely nothing to do with us.
Now, folks, that's a fact. You get a $600 check, maybe. The rest of it, forget it. They'll give you some little honey here and there.
What's this stuff about the Dalai Lama?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
I read it and I thought, this can't be real. I looked it up online to make sure. I mean, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And you know what? It's the holidays. What is everybody doing? They all have their heads in the sand.
I mean...
And this... Oh my gosh, I just...
Do you want to discuss this before you do the markets or...
Yeah, I don't want to talk about gold today. I don't want to talk about gold today. I will. I mean, this is what we normally do, but let me go through it real quick.
Okay.
And, you know, it's light. It's a week. You know, this week is going to be light trading, so we're not going to get anything really, you know, nobody's doing anything. And I've seen all these huge commercials on television about, you know, drop gold, forget gold, you want Bitcoin, you want all these cryptocurrencies, gold is being replaced with... They're insane. These are the same people who would sell their grandmothers if they could make a buck. I'm sorry, that's exactly what they are. And so, I mean, that's not the only thing that had an impact. I had an article here that I never got to about Japan selling some gold, but we're going to get into the stimulus. Gold today was down 1660, 1861. Silver was down a buck at 25.25. Platinum was down $6 at $1,009. Palladium was down $4 at $2,344. I would assume we had a pretty strong day in the dollar. We did. It was 0.60 at 90.71. But listen, folks, it's still at 90.71. They're going to fight for it. They're not just going to let it go into free fall. So we have to play this little game of it going up and down. But all along, we really know what's happening to your purchasing power. This isn't anything new. Crude oil was down a $1.05 at $46.92. Paper markets today. The Dow is down. You know, some numbers are still being funneled through, but currently 172 to the downside on the Dow, 30,015. The NASDAQ was up 65 at 12,807. The S&P was down 7 at 3,687. 10-year yield, 0.92%. You know, the euro is really climbing, 1.22. You know, it was ready to go into, everybody thought that the euro was going to go belly up, but that's not the case. European Asia markets, European markets were stronger, Asian markets were lower. And we'll wrap it at that so we can get fired up talking about the...
Well, I just
so
have
we can
one
get
question.
Fired up talking about the stimulus. What?
Well, one question about the euro and the European markets. They're about ready. Britain's about ready to leave the whole organization. They're gonna walk out of it. They're moving out of it, and yet the euro is up and the market's up, and they're leaving in a week or so. I don't understand that. How's that working?
Well, Britain isn't on the euro.
I know it's not, but they're a big part of the trade over there.
Yeah. Hey, what is it any different over there than it is here? There isn't
That's
anything
amazing.
That makes sense. You have their central banks and everything else pushing everything into to keep everything calm and settled. I mean, it's insane.
Nothing faces the markets anymore.
Well, no, you got trillions and billions of dollars being pumped into it by the central banks, by governments. Why wouldn't they go down? Why wouldn't they go up?
Unbelievable. It is. I'm just
saying, the Feds actually approved for banks to buy back their own shares.
Yes.
So, yes. I mean, come on. And I guess if you own paper stocks, yeah, do whatever you have to do. But it's the same ones who say, do whatever you have to do. You guys are the ones that are going to be losing. You're going to be the losers. Because government's not going to allow you just to walk away with a great retire. I mean, hasn't anybody learned anything from the past? Butch? I mean, really?
I mean, history teaches that no one learns from history.
Yes. Isn't that the truth?
You know, it's sad, but it is true. And who was the one who said, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it? Well, Melody, and I'm saying this humbly before God. I mean, even my generation was so dumbed down, it's unbelievable compared to what was back in the 1800s. But today's generations are not taught anything about anything to do with economics or history. Matter of fact, they're trying to destroy history. They're tearing history apart. They're literally tearing it down. And the people just seem like they're blind to that, or they don't really care enough to get involved. But they're literally tearing their history down. You know, and Karl Marx made a statement. He said, if you can cut people off from their history, they can be easily persuaded. He got that one right on the money, didn't he?
He did. I'll tell you what. I watched past couple of days for about 5 minutes, because that's all I could stomach. I watched MSNBC in the morning. And it was old Joe Scarborough and Brzezinski. And I couldn't stomach it. I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. The one point they were talking about NATO, thinking, oh, well, you know, we'll be able to. And there was this guy talking. I don't know who he was. I never heard of him before. And he's talking about, yeah, now with this new administration, the NATO will be able to get America back to the way it should be. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh. And the racism that's coming out of their discussions, it's that's what it's all about. It's just unbelievable, Butch.
It is.
It's so disgusting.
It is.
And I'm thinking, I can't even imagine how these people think.
The sad part of it is they're in a position to say those things, and people don't question it. That's the saddest part. That's the saddest part, see? When the people themselves don't catch on, they just take the thing because they're in that position, they must be qualified to talk about this. That's not true at all. It's like Bill Gates talking about health. He's not a doctor. He has nothing to do with being a doctor. But people take the word for it because he's Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And I mean, the world truly, and it's just not here, the world is truly insane. And anyway.
Well, you saw what happened in Salem, Oregon. I mean, the people, about 100 people or so, broke into the state capitol, and more power to them to make their stand, knowing they're tired of what's going on. And, you know, so things are changing around the world, and maybe not for the good on the, we'll say, the revolutionary part. I don't like that, but it's happening. It is what it is. But you know, when you look at this funding bill, this $900 billion stimulus package, and you realize what they've done, it's no wonder it makes me angry. And I'm thinking, where did these guys come from? They fought over this for how many months? Democrats, Republicans fought back and forth, and they did nothing to help the people to speak of. I mean, they give away billions of dollars to foreign nations. They give. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. What is going on here? This money wasn't spent on the people in this country that need it. It was sent $3.3 billion to Israel, Melody.
I know.
$453 million to the Ukraine on top of the $400 million Trump had already released. $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan. Gender programs?
Gender programs. Can you believe that?
$1.3 billion to Egypt and $700 million to Sudan. I mean, $130,265,000 to Nepal. Really? $135 million to Burma. $85.5 million to Cambodia. $1.4 billion for Asian Reassurance Initiative Act, whatever that is. And $130 million again to Nepal again. $4 billion for Navy weapon procurement. $2 billion for Space Force and $2 billion for Air Force missiles. $208 million to upgrade the Census Bureau's computer systems. Like, they couldn't wait for a while longer. They just got through doing one. They couldn't wait another 4 or 5 years. $40 million for the Kennedy Center and funding to discourage teenagers from drinking and hooking up. Wow. $193 million for federal HIV AIDS workers to buy cars. Now, folks, listen to this. $193 million for federal HIV and AIDS workers to buy cars and car insurance overseas and a feminist museum. Yeah, really. And funding, this has got to be one that, funding for a commission to educate consumers, Melody, about the dangers associated with using or storing portable fuel containers for flammable liquids near an open fire. I mean, boy, we needed that. And would you believe, on a sack of flour, there's a warning label on flour. It says you have to cook it before you eat it. I'm not looking to see it for yourself. We are so dumb, we don't know not to put a gasoline can beside a stove, and we don't know to cook flour before we eat it. And I wonder why my blood pressure's up. I mean, come on. This is so ridiculous. $600 per person right in the home is going to be given out. Is that right? $600 per person.
$600 per person.
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. Family, and some children. Money went to help some business, apparently. But it did really nothing, folks. So, I mean, out of almost a trillion dollars, $900 billion, we got a pittance. The people of America got a pittance. And we're bragging on that, and the Democrats and the Republicans are proud of that. You can't blame the Democrats. You can't blame the Republicans. They're both guilty. They're both involved. And we sit back and fight over politics. It makes no difference, folks, who's going to be in there, because it ain't going to change. It didn't change under Trump. It didn't change under Obama. It didn't change under Bush. It didn't change under Clinton. It's been the same all my life. It just gets worse with everyone that gets in there. And you ain't gonna get mad if you want to. I just told the truth. Get over it. That's just the way it is. So, there you go, Melody. And I'm so glad, though. I'm so glad they're taking time to educate me on not to put gasoline cans next to a stove. I feel so much safer in my home now.
Well, I can't believe all the information, all the stuff in there about the Dalai Lama, because China is not recognizing the succession of... I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? And these politicians in D.C. are patting themselves on the back that this is a good thing?
And
you know, why wouldn't this get vetoed by Trump?
Well, it probably won't. It hasn't
yet. Of course
it
isn't.
But they're actually going, the folks at the top of this, this time it says, however, mixed status households were eligible for citizens... Where eligible citizens that live with illegal immigrants will not only receive payments, they retroactively reclaim benefits after being left out of the last round. So, if you live with illegals, you get to get the money from the first time and this time both. Illegals! Melody, take over before I blow it.
No, I mean, it just really is incredible. And again, it comes back to 5,500 pages right before the holidays. You know, last week they were all, oh, we're going to have to work through the weekend. And, oh, we're going to have to stay. But we'll make sure. Well, of course they're going to sign it before they can get home for their little holiday. It is, they're shameless.
They are shameless.
They're all the same. There is no difference. They just pretend. They act. They're the best. Every one of them should get an Academy Award. Because they are the best actors on the planet. They make people feel like they're really, well, they're really for you. Some are. But they don't have the power to change anything.
Oh, well, I'm laughing. Makes me mad. I'm laughing. I mean, and Rand Paul says, Rand Paul plays Christmas Grinch, derides COVID-19 relief aid Mitch McConnell negotiated. Now, I got to read this because he's right on the money. Cast himself in a role of Christmas as the Christmas Grinch, U.S. Senator Rand Paul is chastised Democrats and Republicans alike who support a roughly $900 billion coronavirus relief package that officials argue sorely needed to help the staggering economy. Paul is opposing the new relief package and deriding Congress for handing out free money as the federal government and national debt keeps climbing. This bill was free money for everyone, he said in a speech on the Senate floor Monday afternoon. And yet, if free monies were the answer, if money really grows on trees, why not give them more free money? Why not give it all the time? Why stop at $600 a person? Why not $1,000? Why not $2,000? If we can print up money with impunity, why not do it? He's right on the money, Melody. We're almost $33 in debt already. But just go ahead and print some more. It's just paper, and that's all it is. That's all it is, a piece of paper.
But the problem is, who gets penalized for it?
Of course.
Who gets penalized?
We do.
We do.
Called inflation, taxation.
Well, it's even more than that, because eventually that will be defaulted on. It's too great to be paid. It's that simple. I mean, it's... And there is a day, I said yesterday, when the money won't be there. They need, to some degree, they need the stronger dollar so people will be interested in buying it so we can have go on this spending spree that we've gone on so they can continue to, Butch.
Well, next month,
incredible.
Don't worry.
It really
next
is
month,
incredible.
We're safe. We're safe. January 19th through 25th, we'll cover it after break. Digital Davos 2071 to set reveal Great Reset Initiative. We're okay, folks. You're going to fix it all in January. Next year, you get a brand new everything. All debt's going to be forgiven. You're going to go to Bitcoin, and everything will be just fine.
Oh, yeah, now, sure.
I mean, this is what you're talking about. We'll share it after the break. But I'm watching this happen, I'm thinking, this is actually, this happened right now in our lifetime. We talked about it for years, and it's just next month.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men. From
heaven. It's kind of relaxing, isn't it, Melody?
I know, it makes me teary-eyed.
I wish we could have that prayer and actually mean it, and as a nation, as a world.
Yes.
But anyway, back to the news.
I don't know if I can get fired up.
Well, sit back, relax. I'll take over a little bit. January 19th
through 25th. That'll get me fired up.
I expect it will. Digital Davos 2021 set to reveal Great Reset initiative. Folks, this is unbelievable. It's launch time for technocracy's coup d'etat. It's coming in less than 1 month from now. One of the strongest American advocates for the Great Reset is former Secretary of State John Kerry, who stated that reset is more important than ever before. The World Economic Forum has revealed in Davos 2021 agenda, confirming the annual gathering of political and business elites next month will be a digital event heralding the public unveiling of its Great Reset initiative. Let those words sink in. Please, folks, let it sink in. This is not going to be good news for the average citizen. It isn't. In a preview to the Digital Davos Dialogues, the WEF asserts, the time to rebuild trust and to make crucial choices is fast approaching as the need to reset priorities and the urgency to reform the system grows stronger around the world. In other words, the world is broke, folks. They're all in debt. What are we going to do to fix it? The need for global leaders to come together to design a common recovery path and shape the Great Reset is in the post-coronavirus world has never been stronger, it adds. It then continues to set out the exact plan of WEF action to reshape the modern world in a pattern of its own design. The WEF says, now folks say, listen, it's going to reset the world in its own design. Please let these words sink in. The plan has been set forth for the whole world to be reshaped by these elites' design. No longer individual ideas or individual freedoms. We're going to follow their. The entire week of global programming will be dedicated. Well, these words are really something. An entire week of global programming will be dedicated to helping leaders choose innovative and bold solutions to stem the pandemic and drive a robust recovery over the next year. The Davos agenda will also mark the launch of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset Initiative and begin the preparation of a special annual meeting in the spring. Each day will be focused on one of the five domains of the Great Reset Initiative. The wording of that, I tell us, Melody, this is, I haven't heard the term for a long time, but New World Order terms. They're going to design the programming for the whole globe. They're going to reset everything and to get the nations unified and bring it all together. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, it's coming. I'm not sure it's going to be in January. However, I think the stage is being set. We have millions and millions of people that can be homeless in January.
Yes.
I don't know if the stimulus. I don't know if the stimulus extended the moratorium on evictions.
It did. It did.
It did. It did. For how long?
It did.
For
I
how
don't
long?
Know, but it did. I don't know that.
Don't you don't know, what that it did, or you
don't
know
how long
it,
it extended. About how long?
So I mean, that is not going to go away. They are in the process. They will cancel student debt. Colleges are already having an issue of survival, and they won't be able to keep their tuitions as high. That's going to have to drop. Everywhere you look, no matter what corner of the economy that you look in, we haven't yet, it hasn't been admitted, it hasn't been acknowledged, it hasn't, even though it's being felt by millions of people, unless they're told, it's kind of like Butch, they don't know it's happening. And we haven't, but all of these are going to come to a head. And anything could happen. I agree. And I'm a firm believer. I don't believe they're going to just, okay, one day we're going to be working on, and, you know, here's your cryptocurrency, here's your account. It's not going to happen that way. I
not
believe
overnight.
It's going to.
Not overnight.
It's good. And it's going to happen in the direst of circumstances, because people will acknowledge and accept it and want it, and because what they face, they will be so fearful that they will take whatever the government will give them. And that's what government does. They drive that fear to your inner core. Not everybody, but I mean, they drive that fear. It's usually fear or greed. That's what motivates people. That's what they've learned. You know, the market research, it goes far deeper than just pushing a product for, you know, the soap companies and so forth. Market research is how you move people. And these politicians and these centers, all of these special elite groups, they all know, they have psychologists, they have research, they know, they brand, they know how to move the masses. It's not that difficult. If you have all the information that you need and the power to spread this information through the internet and all your corrupted news networks and mainstream media, it's easy. And they're patient, but they've been working on it for a really long time. And I think this is their moment.
Well, you know, Melody, as I said before, the two greatest motivators, number two being fear.
Fear and
you're
greed.
Scared bad enough, they'll stand in line to get help. And then the first one is false hope. You just don't worry. I know you're scared, but we're going to fix it. We're going to do it now. So that gives us false hopes. So people hang on and believe in one more time. That just takes us further into a worldwide tyranny, into a socialist democracy, worldwide communism. People trust it because they're scared. I was talking to a lady today. You probably know, excuse me, Charlotte Isbury, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Charlotte Isbury wrote a book entitled "The Dumbing Down of America." And we're talking about the fact, and I said, this is a fact. Now, people want to hear this, but this is a fact. If you give them a choice between total freedom and liberty, you can do what you want and make it big, or you can fail. But you're totally free to take care of yourself, or we'll promise you security. Which one you prefer? What have most people chosen?
Sure.
Security. And Ben Franklin said it. Security. If you give up freedom for security, you don't deserve either one. Guess what? We're losing both of them. There's nothing secure in this world, today, Millie. Nothing secure. They give us a $600 check of money that's inflated almost out of anything worthwhile. They promise us more help. I mean, they suck us into giving away billions and billions of dollars to foreign countries and to get back pay to illegals who are here. I mean, what more? What do they have to do to get our attention?
They're telling us we don't have enough stench to know not to put gasoline cans out of the stove, or we don't know how to. We have to look at a fire bag, make sure we need to cook it before we eat it. I mean, are we really that ignorant today in the country? Are we that far gone? I guess we are.
I don't know, Butch.
Here we
obviously
are.
Obviously we are. We need to be told what to do with flour.
Well,
gotta
cook
it first. That cracks me up.
It really is. We're in that kind of situation. I mean, we truly are.
What are you having for dinner tonight? Flour.
Whatever it is, better cook it first. But anyway, I just sat back and marveled that we become a nation that was once so powerful. And the independent thinkers, we were once individuals. And we really were. We were taught by that, by our founders and by Scripture. We were to be individuals and maintain things for ourselves and actually help neighbors. Then today we think as a group. We're not taught to think individually. We're not taught to act individually. We all want to fit in with the crowd. And we've lost our independence. We've lost our freedom of choice. I mean, you can't get on a plane today without space permission wearing a mask. And some place people are getting off the plane and want to get into New York City. Had to sign, fill up documents in front of our U.S. Army to get in there. This is going on right now in America. And on top of that, coronavirus, hyped up nonsense, has caused dozens and dozens of businesses to close their doors. Found chapter 7 and 11, I mean chapter 11, shut their doors. And I got a partial list somewhere. I just want to share, if you don't mind. Not all of them. I don't have time to read them all. But a partial list of those who have shut down. Some of you may have heard of. California Pizza Kitchen. CMX Cinemas. Gold Gym. 24-Hour Fitness. Chuck E. Cheese. Advantage Rent-A-Car. Borden Dairy. I mean, Borden has been around for years. Make good cottage cheese. The next one really got me. I did not know this. Briggs & Stratton. They're going. I have a whole house generator maybe bringing Stratton, guaranteed 10 years. That's bought last year. Hope still in warranty. Briggs & Stratton. Tommy Hilfiger and Calvin Klein. Libby. Remington Outdoor Company. Sizzler. J. Crew. Hertz. Neiman Marcus. J.C. Penney. GNC. Pier 1 Imports. Brooks Brothers. Lord & Taylor. Since 21. Josh A. Bank. Men's Warehouse. And there's more.
One thing I will say, Butch, a lot of those companies, they were having problems before this year. And this year was the final nail. But a lot of those were already dumping employees, closing stores and so forth and whatnot. And you know, so but the point is this was the final nail in their coffin.
It's the final nail. Well, in our area we had this is Sage Stores like Brills and Goodies and Palace Royal, Peoples and Gorman's and Gorman's and State Parent. Gorman's just opened in our little town, Somersville, about 2 months before this happened. Now they're out for good. GNC right down the block from, right down the same mall from them. They're out for good. These companies were, I don't know about Gorman's, but GNC been around for years. I shop there quite often. So these same Century 21 Real Estate. I mean, they're going. And whatever the reason, if this was a final nail, and I don't know about all that, but how many hundreds of thousands of jobs, just the ones I mentioned, are gone? That's really, that's a sad statement. Those companies, some of them have been around for years and years.
But Butch, what's amazing is no one seems to care.
I know, that's...
What people, I don't know.
Well, you got thousands and thousands of people listening to your program. I wonder how many people got upset whenever I told them about they spent money to tell us not to put gas cans inside the stove. How many does that bother besides you and I?
I don't know.
I mean,
well, all the people are going to care about the stimulus package. And I don't know, I'm assuming the budget was attached to it. I just haven't had a chance to.
Yep, it was. So the budget
was attached to it. So a lot of these things that we're quoting, I'm not sure if it was in the stimulus or in the budget, but you know, they were all one of the same. It doesn't really matter, semantics. But all people care about is how much they're getting, the $600. That's all people are interested in, everything else that was passed.
I agree.
And I can't, you know, if you own a business, I mean, you can't blame them. I mean, you know, I just still find it just unbelievable the number of businesses that have been shut down, the restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's true. Like, yes. Nobody really cares. And, yeah, there were probably a lot of bad restaurants out there. That probably, you know, with the cleanliness and so forth, probably shouldn't have been open. But it's not right that they get shut down, and that shouldn't be the thing that closes them up.
I agree. Totally agree.
And no one really seems to care about these restaurants. They're not getting any big bailouts. They're not getting any big, like all the other industries. Well, I guess people can cook inside and go to the grocery store and cook for ourselves. But look at the number of jobs. Multiply it by 3. For every job that's lost, you multiply it, it's like 3 jobs being lost. So it's... And it will... People will know about this in the very near future. You know, people are already talking about, oh, well, after COVID, it's going to be like the roaring 20s. It's like all of a sudden people are going to be going out and buying things. No, they're not.
No.
In the roaring 20s, when they were having difficulties prior to, they didn't have the internet. People didn't stop buying because they couldn't go out and shop. They might frequent more bars and more restaurants, but they had access to anything they wanted online. So, you know, they shopped plenty. So I don't think it's going to be like the roaring 20s next year.
No, it's not, Melody. No, I pray that I'm wrong on this, but I don't think it was. Back in the last part of last year, I said 2020 is going to be a rough year, but I didn't know it was going to be through a virus. But 2021 is not looking to be any better and probably worse in a lot of ways. And I don't like to say that. I'm going to discourage people. I'm not trying to discourage them. I'm telling people that financially, you better build your house now. And underpin something that's going to last, you better do it now. If they go to digital and all you have is, we'll say digital, and it's sometime, what, 6 months, 6 years, whatever it is, you'll begin an allotment on a debit card every month that you'll have to pay your bills with. No more private exchanges at all. Nothing will be done that you can do with just a neighbor.
We're heading into a break, but
yes, we are right here.
We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney.
Take it over, Butch.
Oh, yeah, man, I got it. I got it.
Well, you know, the U.S. trade deficit continues to grow. And, you know, it was President Trump's 2016 presidential during the campaign was always complaining about the deficit. And, you know, with 4 years of all the trade wars and so forth, it's still the same. America's trade deficit was $63 billion in October, according to the Census Bureau, while the broader current account was in deficit to the tune of $179 billion in the third quarter. The big picture, the main reason for the weakness of the dollar is just that America is shipping a lot of money overseas to pay for goods and services from abroad. Meanwhile, the virus has created demand from foreigners, from everything from aircraft to American vacations. Blah, 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 blah. The point is the trade deficit continues to grow. And, you know, it's just another sign that we do not have a healthy economy. And Trump, as he tried, as might as he tried, it didn't help because it's too big. And we are in a place that can't be fixed. And the day of reckoning is approaching. It's that simple. And Butch, it's, you know, we say this, I get tired, I feel like I'm just repeating myself day in, and listeners are probably saying, yes, you are, but it's like, we have to, well, because it is what is truly happening.
It is. If people that are 30 years old, this is broadcast, just 30 years old, not 80 or 90, or not even our age, not 39 your age, not 72 my age, we look back over the last 30, 40 years, surely they can see America falling into a lot of decay in every way possible, morally, financially, every other way you can think of, America's falling into further decay. We can't get around that. Our infrastructure's falling apart. The military isn't what it used to be, and that's a fact, folks. I can prove it. I wouldn't say it. These things are happening right now on our watch. This next article says half of Americans call 2020 a personal financial disaster and plan to change priorities in 2021. New survey shows that rebuilding savings tops the list of New Year's resolutions for 3 in 5 Americans. A stunning 62% of respondents expect to take on a second job in 2021 to help stay afloat, and they had a hard time finding one job. 3 in 10 currently don't have the means to cover a $400 financial setback. Maybe this is America today. This is America today. While there's no question 2020 has been an unparalleled health challenge, many are not losing sight of how devastating the year was for their wallets as well. A new survey found that over half of Americans, 55%, considered 2020 a personal financial disaster. And I have no doubt that's true. No doubt at all. And I'm glad they're changing their mind and want to start saving for the future. That's wonderful. That's why you're here. Talk to them about doing some solid financial planning with something that's worth money. It's going to be worth something from now on. But they're 74% of them said they're going to have to shift this year to cover because of medical and other emergency expenses. So they're making plans. They better stick to them this time. You know, this is serious.
It really is. And it's...
I don't know what else you can add to that. I mean, it came about $400.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, that's, you know, we our folks would say, well, it just can't be that bad. Melody, I've seen in my lifetime, praise God, I made it through it, but I've seen in my lifetime where $400 for me was unbelievably out of my reach. You probably remember those days too in your life.
I do.
You know, I'm not ashamed to admit that. That's just the way it is. I mean, we had some tight times. Always had enough to eat, praise God. It was a little tight once in a while. But we made it. So these are things people ought not to just shrug off and think, well, that's really can't be that bad, or that's somebody else, not me. Don't ever think that it can't be you. It can happen to anybody. And it can't be a lot of reasons.
And you know what? It's something I always say, it's life.
It is.
I mean, things happen. We make bad decisions. We make good decisions. Things change on us out of our control. We have to kind of adapt and do this and do that in order to adjust. But it's different to adjust in today's world than it was when we were young.
Yes, it really is.
It isn't the same.
Now, people are talking about getting second jobs. Back in our time, you could get a second job.
You could. The second job would pay as much as the first job.
Exactly. Now you can't even find one job.
Now you can't find one. It's part-time.
And this coronavirus blindsided the whole cotton-picking world. And I know it was done on purpose. I know that. It's ruined the world's finances and drawn us into this New Deal-type idea, that just like Roosevelt had. We're heading into this great reset, which is another New Deal, so to speak. But the world's ready for it, I suppose, because they're getting desperate. I mean... It said UK braces for possible shortages as France closes border to block new coronavirus strain. The travel ban on passengers and freight across the English Channel threatens trade up to 10,000 trucks a day. Folks, this is actually happening as we speak. It says a line of trucks stretched for miles back from the entrance to the Channel Tunnel here Monday as the UK braced for potential food shortages and manufacturers worried over more disruptions if France continued to ban on freight and passenger traffic from Britain to stop the spread of a new strain of coronavirus. The move to bar entry from UK announced by Paris late Sunday cuts off Britain's main freight link to Europe, shutting down trade between ports like Dover and Calais and handling up to 10,000 trucks a day. The Euro Tunnel, which operates the railway tunnel connecting Britain and France, also halted all freight and passenger service. The UK was already grappling with higher traffic volume for the Christmas period, and its pending departure from the European Union Customs Union on January 1st. Shutdown has added a new dimension to the complexities the pandemic presents to commerce. While various countries have placed certain restrictions on travel from Britain and elsewhere, such as mandatory quarantines, freight has always been allowed to move freely in and out of UK until Sunday evening. Now, that is pretty good hit on Britain. It really is.
It really is. And I saw there was a... they were interviewing... they were on television on one of the news programs, and they were interviewing this one Frenchman who was sitting in his truck because he couldn't move and so forth. And they asked his opinion and so forth. And, you know, he started rattling off. And at the very end, he says, it's just stupid.
That's why he
is right.
Yeah,
it's just,
it is.
And,
right.
And
just
then, so it's just not us that think that way. It's people around the world that are being affected, their livelihoods. And, you know, everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing is what they were told to be doing. And yet they still then get penalized. And that's the biggest issue. You know, so it doesn't matter what they do because that wasn't what they wanted to accomplish to begin with. So it didn't matter if they'd asked you to stand in your head and do push-ups and you did it, They still want more. They just wanted to see how much you're willing to comply.
And they keep tightening the noose, if you will, or tightening the fence. They keep closing us in more and more and more. See how much you'll take. And of course, I just mentioned that the protesters clashed with police in Oregon. They smashed glass doors, disrupt lawmakers and on an unnerving day at Oregon State Capitol in Salem. And a guy was there in there, one of the, I guess you say, the one of the government officials says, inside the state capitol, Senator Shemaiah Fagan, Democrat from Portland, who will be sworn in as Secretary of State in January, passed through the hallway a short distance away from where protesters were confronting police. "It's unnerving," Fagan said. "It doesn't feel normal, and it feels really bad." No duh. Oh, man, you're one of the ones bringing it on. People get mad. It's about time they got mad. They have no choice to get mad. Man, when people are doing without food and they can't feed their families and these morons in Salem keep on passing more laws to restrict them, yet they'll give BLM and Antifa free reign to burn down buildings and take over whole cities, why shouldn't they get mad? Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I don't want to see this. That's what the guy said. It doesn't feel normal. It's not normal. It shouldn't have to be normal, but it is in this time and age, because that's what they're doing to us. It feels really sad, and it is sad. God help us. I don't. No one in the right mind wants to get into a hand-to-hand combat, and with any means at all. But they're not giving people any choice. As one of them says, Crystal Wagner, lady said, "We're standing up for our constitutional rights to be here for the legislative hearing and for our rights to reopen the state of Oregon. Why are they having a legislature hearing without the people? We are the people. We are the taxpayers. We're here to fight for our democracy." So people are ticked. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, someone went in with pepper spray to spray the cops, and of course they shot pepper balls back at the people. Mm-hmm. This is happening. This is sad, Melody. Really, it makes you almost want to cry. Yeah. This is change in our lifetime to the point that people are getting violent. And I'm not blaming them. I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong, because they have to stand up for what they have to do. But it's really a sad thing to have to watch. It's a sad thing to watch Antifa and BLM take over the city, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So,
well, you know, China expels U.S. ship from disputed waters and fresh escalation in South China Sea. I mean, here's just another problem that could be coming our way. Now, China claimed it. Well, remains to be seen if it's true. But it was the USS John McCain, I believe. Well, I'm not sure if that was the one. But it was a U.S. Navy destroyer after it trespassed into Chinese territorial waters close to the Spratly Islands in a fresh escalation of tensions, of course, between Beijing and Washington over the South China Sea. The statement by Senior Colonel Tian Junli, a spokesman for the People's Liberation Southern Command, came shortly after the U.S. Navy announced the USS John S. McCain had asserted its navigational rights and freedoms in the disputed seas near the island. So it was the USS John McCain. Consistent with international laws, the incident occurred as Shandong, China's second aircraft carrier, was reported to be conducting drills in the region. You know, I was also listening today. Everybody's talking about China, 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 and all of a sudden they're our enemy and this and that. And, you know, I'm not a military person, you know. But, hey, I've been talking about China and their military, the buildup, for 20 years. And now it's just like, oh, well, you know, China... It's like, what is wrong with these people?
That's true.
What is wrong with these people? I mean, it's... The big question, is our military the strongest in the world anymore, Butch?
Well, no.
I wouldn't think so.
No. The space Russian Chinese... said Russian Chinese bombers fly joint patrol over Pacific, so Russia and China are now joined together in their forces to... strategic bombers to, you know, to fly missions to just so that they're getting closer in the military ties between Moscow and Beijing. And we got a Navy warship set on a secret mission off the West Africa. We're going to send it to punish Venezuela. We're going, literally, folks, I'm going to make this, we're going to send over there to punish Venezuela. How are we going to do it? Shoot at them? I don't know. But this is really happening. This is what the world is. And Russia and China are joining forces.
Yes.
China itself would be way more than a handful for any country. with Russia and China together, it doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. So we're tied. Plus, they own all our debt, or a lot of it.
They do. They do.
They don't even have to fire a shot at us, and they can destroy us. And they're worried about, all the intellectual stuff that they stolen from, or multinational corporations that went over to do business over there. That's what they're all... It's just, Butch, we're in
it's
trouble.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
It truly is. I mean, I've just sat back and marvel at this and wonder how this all has come together. Really, it's been going on for years, obviously, decades, but it's come together really strongly in the last 10 years or less.
Yes. Well, you know
really
what, Butch?
Strong.
We're just about out of time.
We are, yes.
So we will be playing a replay tomorrow. There'll be Christmas music on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for the program, so you can tune in and listen to some really pretty Christmas music if you'd like, and share it with your families. And we'll be back on Monday. So, Butch, anything you'd like to say?
No, everybody have a great time with your families. Enjoy them, please. Don't let COVID make you stay at home. Enjoy your mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We'll see you next week.
Alrighty. So take care, everyone out there. Until then, good night and God bless.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place...